As I was telling everyone, they've probably already know about you, whether or not they've seen you on social media, all your different animals. Before we go any further, though, the question that I suppose we need to ask, seeing as you do stay on a farm, het julle reën gekry?
Ja, ons het lekker reën. Ek is dan nie by die huis nie, maar ons het so week terug baie lekker reën gekry, damwater en die gras begin groei, so ons is baie bly.
Nice, okay. How's Cindy doing as well, just to start things off? I know you said last year she'd been having some health issues. She doing all right?
Yeah, she's good now. We came to the solution that some of the medication which she used was wasn't that good, and so now we figured out what is wrong, and she's doing much better, so I'm very happy.
Okay. I mean, just out of curiosity, how long do baboons generally live for? I mean, obviously, you know, different out in the bush and living with you, but how long do baboons normally live for?
Around about 20 years in the wild, but she's having a good life, good food, everything. So she's now 30 years old.
Sure, so she's...
So that's way older than the life expectancy.
Yeah, she's pushing the envelope there. Like you say, living the good life. Let's touch on that good life then quickly, the CakeNet documentary. I mean, Cindy's obviously used to being internet famous, thanks to you, but how did she deal with having a film crew following the two of you around?
She was actually well behaving, because she went blind about a year ago. Before that, she would have been more difficult to film, but she was actually a very good actor and she played along well. So it actually all went very well.
Okay.
And yeah, surprisingly.
And yeah, the other animals, I see Jerry and Minky are also going to play a role in the documentary.
Yeah, they did. They all featured and they were good stars. People love them, especially Minky with a little fat body. everybody loves her.
So I'm curious about the relationship that Cindy and Rigby. Rigby's a Bavarian bloodhound, if I'm right. Curious, yeah, about the relationship that they have. I mean, in a typical setting, dogs and baboons don't get along all that well.
Exactly. So Cindy's very have a big mother instinct. So every little small animal is like her baby to her. And all animals that small, she would just try and nurture and pick up and groom and give attention. So with the dogs, normally she's like that in the beginning. And then as they grow older, she get this instinct to discipline them, because in the wild, they would pinch the babies and discipline. But as Rigby grow older, she started to discipline him a bit. So their relationship is still good, but it's not that little baby mother instinct anymore. But still, they get along still very well.
I can imagine he doesn't enjoy being pinched too much.
No. So, he learned the hard way.
Yeah. So, Ruben, in the documentary, you also touched on the fact that not everyone likes what you do. How do you deal with that? I mean, do you engage people and try to change their minds, or do you just ignore that side of things?
Mostly, I tend to ignore. But once every now and then, when there is a message that I would really like to explain, where I feel I could explain a lot, then I tend to do that. But yeah, mostly there is a lot of messages and stuff, so I don't always have the time, but when I can, I try and educate a little bit and explain them why we do what we do.
Yeah, maybe just touch on that for our listeners a bit. I mean, what are the main complaints, and like you say, why is it that you guys do the things the way that you do them?
Yeah, so many of the complaints, I shall say, is or people asking if I'm vegan, because if I love animals, I can't eat them.
Okay.
So that's one of them. And then also many people that don't know the whole stories about the animals that we do have wonder why we have... They only see a picture of Cindy in the house, and that's only a small moment of the whole day. She's living outside. She might, if it's cold, she might come sleep in the house. So people that only see a small second of a video of Cindy maybe in the house, they think she lives in the house full time. So it's mostly because it's a misunderstanding that people don't know where she came from. The same with all the other animals. They live free outside, not in captivity or cages or anything. So we give them best of both worlds. They stay natural and also with us under our care. So yes, mostly because of misunderstanding, and then I just educate them a little bit what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because in the end, animals need to be in the wild. They shouldn't be kept for human entertainment. So I educate there where I can.
Okay. Obviously, this documentary then gives us a chance to see a wider picture rather than just, like you say, a social media post of Cindy being inside the house or, the videos. I watched one yesterday with you bathing her and putting a little clip in her hair. Why would you encourage, even people who think that they already know all about you from your social media posts, why would you encourage them to watch this documentary on CakeNet?
Yeah, I would say the social media is just like a front cover, but there's so much more behind that. So on this documentary, people can get the whole story behind the story. We are a running cattle farm. We also do some hunting. And then we also have this sector of the animals that we take care. And there's a lot of stories being told about, especially Cindy, throughout the 30 years with my parents that took care of her first. So there's a lot more insight into everything. So I would really say people should watch that if they want to know more about us.
Okay. The second part, of course, airs at 8:30 tonight. You'll also be able to find both episodes on Catch Up. Bye, Donkey Ruben. All the best for the year.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the chat.
There we go. So there we go. Ruben in Namibia, a new documentary, two-part documentary on CakeNet. As I said, the second part airs tonight at 8:30. And if you missed the first part last week, you'll be able to find both episodes on Catch Up.